Hi, my name is Zane, and I want to tell you about one of Earth's closest neighbors. When you look up at the night sky and see a very bright red point of light, chances are you're looking at the planet Mars. Why does it look so red? Because its rocky surface is full of iron oxide, which is very similar to the red rust we see here on Earth. The ancients did not know that there was iron on this planet when they named it Mars, the god of war. The reason they named it after the god of war was because of the red color reminded them of all the blood spilt during battle. Yes, it was very fitting because their god ruled all the weapons used during the battles, and these weapons were made out of iron. But Mars isn't all bad. He also rules over knives of the chef preparing a feast, knife in the hand of the surgeon working to save a life, and the knife in the hand of the wood carver, turning a piece of wood into an ornate table leg. Mars is a very amazing but small planet. Only Mercury in our system is smaller, but I can assure you, don't let its size fool you. Mars packs a lot of power. It's a planet of extremes, home of the tallest mountains and the deepest valleys in our solar system. It also lays claim to the largest, most active volcanoes in our system. So it makes sense that Mars is the planet of action. If there's any action going on, Mars is there, positive or negative. In essence, Mars is raw energy. Let's look at the negative first. When Mars shows its negative side, you cannot help but notice it. It's impatience, rash behavior, explosive anger. It feeds on hatred and can be very destructive. It is Mars energy that erupts during a battle, during a war. The planet Mars has two moons, Phobos and Deimos, and these names mean fear and terror. Storytellers tell us that whenever Mars went into battle, those two were his constant companions. Astrologically, Mars has a lot to do with how we handle our fears. Do our fears push us into irrational actions? Do they make us lash out? Do we run from what we fear, shaking in terror? Or do we draw upon courage to face our fears head on? Well, when Mars is manifesting positively, one of its most powerful expressions is to give us courage. Is there a problem that you need to attack? An obstacle you want to overcome? Then you're calling on Martian energy. Between you and I, humans love the energy of the red planet. Mars is our drives. It's the energy that fuels passions, and we all have passions. What are you passionate about? What drives you? If I were to ask you to name the most powerful driving force that motivates all humanity, and even all of the animal kingdom, what would you guess? If you said sex, you are correct. Mars is the sex drive and all the passions that are connected with it. But people can be passionate about so many things. If you're passionate about your career, Mars is there. If you're passionate about a hobby, that's Mars. Your political views, your taste in music, your wanting to fight to stop global warming. These could all be your passions driven by the energy of Mars. Mars is the driving force, is the energy at the root of all of our drives. Now, I mentioned Mars was courage. If you choose to go on an adventure somewhere that you've never been before, or attempt to try something that you've never attempted to do before, it is the courage of Mars that helps you to take that leap into the unknown. With Mars, you can conquer mountains, figuratively or literally. It can be physical, very much so. In the body, one of the things Mars rules is the muscle system. Mars is there when you're exercising to strengthen those muscles, and he's there when you're involved in competitive sports or picking up an axe to chop wood. But Mars is so much more than just physical. When you tap Mars, you act based on the courage of your convictions. It is there when you go into battle for an idea you totally believe in. Now, when most people use the phrase, "that's using your head," they're complimenting someone for taking the time to totally figure something out before acting. But Mars sees those words differently. The planet Mars rules two signs. The first of these is Aries, symbolized by the ram. One of the most iconic images in the world is of two rams banging their horn heads together. The part of the body that Aries rules is the head, the most openly visible part of a human being. When Mars thinks about using its head by banging it hard, sometimes it may even be literal, but more often it's figurative. The Aryan energy of Mars wants to ram hard into the wall, to knock it down, or sometimes to bang into someone else, to knock sense into them. So, through Aries, Mars expresses openly, uninhibitedly, spontaneously. Wherever you have Aries in your chart, even if you have no planets there, you love a challenge there, love to explore new things. You want to rush on ahead now, often being a leader, but never a follower. You may feel like knocking a few heads in this area yourself. And there is a strong element of now here as Mars gets bored quickly and looks for new worlds to conquer. The other sign Mars rules is Scorpio, the sign that rules the parts of the body that we generally associate with more privacy, such as the sex organs. Mars expresses through Scorpio intensely, highly focused, one-tracked. When Mars is expressing the Scorpio side, trying to get it to stop what it's doing and change course is like telling a bullet after you fire the gun, "Whoops, I aimed wrong. Go back to the gun and let me aim again." It's not going to happen. Wherever you have Scorpio in your chart, even if you have no planets there, Mars expresses itself deeply, intensely, and focused. In this area, you love to dig deeply, love to cut away the superficial and get to the heart of something. You want to focus your attention on a goal, and then nothing can stop you from reaching it. As Mars touches each part of your chart, it stirs you to use that part of yourself to take some action, and it is very difficult to refuse that energy. What stirs you may feel positive or negative, but always how you react is totally up to you. Perhaps you are the recipient of someone's anger. What action will you take in response? Or maybe you feel you're being attacked. Or maybe events have been happening for some time and the pressure has been building for some time, and now you feel you cannot hold back any longer. You have to take some kind of action. On the other hand, You may have been hesitating about something, procrastinating about starting. Mars comes along and you are energized. You cannot sit still any longer. You have to do something. Or maybe someone approaches you and calls on you to be their champion in some way, to overcome some obstacle for them, because they feel that only you can do this for them. Mars energy works best when it is channeled, directed. Some of us seem to learn very early in life how to control it, but most of us learn this over time through a series of experiences. Mars connects with something in our charts, and we react by responding impulsively, rushing into something without looking. One thing follows after another, and we often find ourselves looking back and regretting our actions. The planet Mars takes about 2 years to travel through all the signs of the zodiac. And as it does so, it contacts one by one every part of your chart. So if Mars is touching off part of your chart now, whatever you're feeling, chances are you felt something similar 2 years ago, and 2 years before that, and 2 years before that. Look back at how you handled the Mars energy during those past events. And if things didn't turn out well, if things didn't turn out well, look to see what you can learn from them to handle it better this time.